As soon as you come to understand, then what happens? Suddenly, you are no longer slave to anything and anyone, because you have found your own inner teacher. You have found your own inner guide. That divinity, that knowledge, that wisdom, that confidence, that self-trust, which very clearly tells you what is right and what is not right, what is good and what is not good. That tells you that you have ability to achieve what you wish to achieve, and you have ability to get rid of that which you wish to get rid of. And you also come to know, because that teacher inside, that knowledge and wisdom inside you, self-confidence and self-trust inside you, tells you that what you know is much more closer to the truth than what everybody else outside you telling you. Automatically you find less and less and less reason to be dependent on this Swami, priest, Pandit, Guru, church, mosques, temples. Still you understand the value of living, complying to a culture and society. You understand the value of living in the family and keeping a peaceful environment in your society, family, and therefore not become a kind of irrational person. You don't have, you know that this is not the time to really go on disturbing and disrupting the, a kind of value system that has gotten, found its roots in our society over 100 years' time, 200 years' time, 1,000 years' time. Let's not waste our time and energy disrupting the system, which may not be that healthy, but still there is no time. There is something much better can be done there. And that is how, on one hand, you remain respectful to the system of society, culture, religion, which is already there. And at the same time, you find your own very, very, very personal path, which you know is that it is the right path. It is the right thing to do. It is the right way to live. And it is something, right thing to achieve and experience. Your all conflicts just melt away. That's what happens when this process of personal healing and process of empowerment begins to take place. And it is such a process that you do not seek any validation from outside. When it is happening, it's happening, and you know that it is happening. A person healed inside, a person empowered in his own personal life, has entire knowledge and wisdom as well as tools and means to bring any kind of change that he or she wishes in life. And thus, Swami Rama of the Himalayas, the founder of the Himalayan Institute, literally identified and picked up such important teachings from this 5,000-year-old lineage, which are useful, practical, and functional in our 21st century. Only such teachings which have direct impact on our personal healing and personal empowerment, and thereby have ability to put us on the path of personal transformation. Only such teachings were picked up, collected, compiled in a most systematic and methodical manner by Swami Rama of the Himalayas. Then he picked up such social, moral, ethical, and philosophical values which can help us bring forward our own personal transformation, inner healing, and inner empowerment, and nurture the society, nurture the much bigger world in most sustainable manner. And thus, he introduced such teachings which on one hand can help us find ourselves walking on the path of personal transformation, and at the same time, as we are transformed from inside, healed and nurtured and empowered inside, and that power of healing and this personal strength, inner vision that has initiated this process of personal transformation is utilized in a manner that automatically our own personal transformation, our own personal healing, our own inner wisdom, our own love and compassion brings a much more higher level of change in the external world, initiating a lasting process of social regeneration. Because we realize that in order to have a healthy individual, we need a healthy family. In order to our family unit to have a transformed atmosphere, we need an enlightened and transformed society. Therefore, if we want to continue walking on the path of personal transformation for a long period of time with least number of obstacles, then it is very important to work toward building a healthy and transformed society. Healthy and transformed society contributes to our personal transformation, healing and empowerment. And our personal transformation, healing and empowerment contributes to the social regeneration and social empowerment. But emphasis in our tradition is laid on personal healing, personal empowerment leading to personal transformation. It is in this context Swami Rama selected main teachings of the East, knowing the fact that how wonderful job the West has done in terms of external prosperity, that it accomplished through modern science and technology. Swami Rama identified the unique scientific approaches to further invigorate the spiritual techniques of the East. And that's what we call holistic, integrated approach to personal healing, personal empowerment, transformation, personal transformation, and social transformation. That is the unique contribution of Swami Rama to the Himalayan tradition. Bringing the best of the East and bringing the best of the West, putting them together so that process of healing and empowerment, both at personal and collective level, can take place.